Hello, and welcome to the Illinois YPN podcast, where members of the Realtors Young Professionals Network, or YPN, share their tips and resources for your real estate career. Our topic for this episode is networking, how to effectively network to help grow your business. I'm Kim Buescher, the Illinois Realtors staff liaison for our state YPN advisory board. Today, we are broadcasting from the MRED Palooza in Rosemont, Illinois, where one of the largest MLS techs expos in the country is taking place. Illinois Realtors is a proud co-host of this event. My co-host for this episode and chair of the Illinois YPN Advisory Board is Brian Quillos. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Brian has over 10 years of experience in the real estate business and has been involved with YPN since 2013. Serves as president-elect of the Main Street Organization of Realtors and is the managing broker and owner of Exit Real Estate Partners, located in the Chicago suburb of Downers Grove. So, Brian, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
How's the event going so far?
So far, so good. Gotta say, it's a little bit overwhelming. This room is absolutely packed.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to going around to the booths, seeing the vendors, but also making some great contacts with other realtors in the area.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, you know, you've told me before how you've prepared some good information for your agents on how to effectively network. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest things to think about is to be deliberate in your networking. Mm-hmm. I think it's really easy for anybody, agents especially, to go to an event like this and just kind of wander around and not get real value out of it. But you've got to think about it. This is your time. So it's time that you could be spending on your business, with your family, doing a hobby. Make your time work for you. So your networking starts before you get out to the venue. So be deliberate and know who you want to meet. So I advise people to, if you're looking for vendors to fill out your business-to-business network, know where your gaps are. Know that, hey, I need to meet a painter while I'm here and deliberately set out to meet one. Know that I need to meet a contractor or a plumber, whatever it may be. Or if there are, for this event, for MRED Palooza, there are realtors from all over the state, right? So if you have family members or friends in a different area of the state where you might want to build a referral base, what a great opportunity to find someone who lives in that area for you, right?
Right. No. So this one's so large. Would you take the same approach at a smaller event that you would this one?
Absolutely. And be even more deliberate on that part, right? So the biggest part about a smaller event, biggest issue you might have, is people get comfortable with people they already know. So you'll walk into a room and you'll know six or seven people. Say hi to them, don't ignore them, but don't spend your time getting, you know, there having conversations with people you already. The point is meet new people, right?
Right.
So learn how to read a room. So if you see, I don't know, if there's, for an example, we have a graphic that we do in our training on this, but it's not gonna come through really great on a podcast, but we'll give it a shot. So if you have two people that are in a conversation and they're close and they're facing each other directly, probably harder to break into that. Whereas if they're angled out a little bit and they're kind of scanning the room, it's more of an open invitation for you to join that conversation. So these are little tips and tricks to kind of get used to. But yeah, small venues, just as deliberate, just as much opportunity as a large venue as well.
So now it's time to dive deeper into the topic with some of our Illinois YPN members.
Yes. We have a great lineup. We did a survey along the state for some of our YPNers, and we got a lot of feedback saying that networking is important in their business. So we have a few members here today that have been voluntold to come and share their stories with us and help us out a little bit. So this is great, especially for our newer agents who might be listening. It's networking is a skill. You have to practice at it, but it's not as difficult as you think. So we say just get out there and try, and we got some great tips coming up.
Okay, let's get right to it.
We are pleased to introduce Connie Vavra, managing broker with RE/MAX Professionals in Bolingbrook, Illinois. She is a member of the Main Street Organization of Realtors, where she serves on the board of directors and is involved with the Governmental Affairs Committee and the Young Professionals Network for the last several years.
Welcome, Connie.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for agreeing to be on our podcast. I want to get into a couple questions with you on the networking. So tell us a little bit about the type of networking events that you like to attend. Are you going to industry-only events? Are we going to outside events, Chamber of Commerce, stuff like that? Tell us your involvement with that.
Well, I do make a presence at multitude of different types of networking events, but the ones that I do truly seek out on a daily is going to be real estate industry-related networking events. For me, I just feel like I gain so much more by building the relationships with people that are in my industry. When I first started out, for the first couple years, I didn't really know that all this existed, that there was so many other people like me in this industry, until I started attending events and I quickly realized that I wasn't just gravitating towards friendships and things like that, but I was getting so much more from the people that I was meeting, things that they were doing in their business that I had never thought of. And for me, I truly enjoy realtor type industry networking events more than any other type of event. So much more beneficial than what type of homeowner's insurance can you sell me 700 times?
I think it's a challenge, especially for our newer agents, brokers, that they don't really see what the value is of going to a realtor-only event, right? So it might be of the mindset of, I'm here to work for me, why do I need to talk to other realtors? What would you say to someone who kind of had that mindset?
You know, I think like newer agents are probably all on social medias right now, and they probably see so many posts of looking for an agent in Chicago, Illinois, and then right. There's like 700 messages within the first 30 seconds of it, because let's face it, there's a lot of us in Illinois that are real estate agents. But the best way to really capture networking events with other realtors is to make an impression on them to where they don't have to go to Facebook and ask a general public for someone's name. They already know who you are, and you know who they are. So the referral goes both ways. So you build those not only relationships for networking and stuff like that, but you build it for referrals. And now I don't need to look at my Google search to see what, you know, realtors in Washington, D.C. I know people in Washington, D.C., and it's a no-brainer who I'm referring them to time in and time out. So
it sounds very similar to how people who are doing business by referral are building it by building relationships. You're just doing it with a different subset of people. So that's great. I think that's very helpful.
Yeah, and going off the referral, this is off tangent, but I'll tell you, I don't put money into marketing outside of building my business through referral base. All of my business comes from family, friends, other realtor members, other industry partners that I've networked with. So if you really, truly want to be working by referral, attending realtor networking events is a huge missed opportunity for a lot of people.
So we've networked and we've met some people, right? So how do you go about turning networking into clients or into referral sources?
I'm all about building the relationship. So I think a lot of people these days, whether it's real estate related or not, feel that sense of it's automatically going to come to me. They know my name. I met them one time. They're automatically going to send me that referral because we saw each other at one event. That's not how it's going to go. There needs to be a two-way street for that. And it can be as simple as finding them on Facebook and being friends with them outside of that event that you've met them at, liking their posts of, you know, their child's accomplishments or their business accomplishments, and showing them that you are active in your field. You are active as a human being. So I think we're all talking about the iBuyers and things like that. It takes that humanality out of it. Well, let's show our referral bases, the people that we've met and networked with, that, you know, I'm a mom of three kids and I need your business. Right. So when you're thinking of referring people, think of my three little children.
Yeah, so they can go around with two shoes instead of just one.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Come on now. Life better than me, right? That's what we strive for our children. So remember that.
One of the things that, for me, I know it's a challenge, is they always say the most beautiful sound to any person is their own name, right? So what's your trick for remembering someone's name so you can adequately follow up with them?
I'm terrible with names. Like, I will remember people's faces, and I'll be the person that's kind of like, hey, you, as I'm searching their lapel for a name tag or something to save me. I've tried the repeat the name three times, but what I did find to be a little bit more effective for me is if I can imagine someone that's name is the same. So my husband's name is Joe, and I have a tendency of remembering Joe's, Joseph's, Joey's way more than Bob's and Mike's. They all kind of run similar, but because I've kind of grouped them with my husband, I think he's kind of an important person, so I tend to remember them a little bit more. Obviously, Connie's, I'm like, oh my God, you're a Connie? I'll actually seek you out in the crowd, and they're like, okay, person. But if you can relevate their name with someone that you know, someone close in your life, for me, it tends to work more, but I'll still be that person that's like, hey, I don't know a Donna, darn it.
And that's okay if you don't necessarily remember,
wear your name
right?
tag, people.
Because, yeah, name tags are great. And if you don't remember someone's name, ask them, because odds are they've forgotten your name too. So you don't necessarily strike me as much of a wallflower, Connie. I've seen you work a room.
So, you know, that's what people say, but...
It can be challenging, right? So some people kind of want to sink and just take it all in, right?
It so still really
how do you avoid
can.
Doing that?
Yeah, you know, the wallflower thing is not even just like a personality trait. You know, people talk about being an introvert or an extrovert, all of that fun jazz. Sometimes it could be just the environment of the networking event, too. If you go to the Realtor ones, I'm telling you, they're all a blast. You're never going to have this problem. There's carnival games and booze and people and... But, you know, maybe you go to like a chamber one, it might be a little dry and boring. That's when you're really gonna get a lot of wallflower syndromes happening, and I'll tend to be a wallflower in those situations, but you know, you've paid the money to be there normally, you've dressed up, you spent the time to do it, you're there to do it, the chicken's dry at every networking event, like just get off the wall, grab a drink, compliment them on something. I am so socially awkward because all I know is real estate now, but I will just walk up to people and just ask them like, hey, what do you got going on today? Or just random questions. Don't do the whole weather thing. I mean, that's like a dead horse. Everyone's expecting the, how's the Cubs or how's the Chicago weather? Like,
weather's easy. It's raining.
It's right? Focus. Yeah. Come on now. I want to know, like, what are you seeing out there? Like, you could be an industry partner, an industry member. You could be someone in a totally different field. We all have challenges in our industry, and I want to know that they are because I like to network, so maybe I know someone that can help your window problem or your neighbor HOA problem. I don't know what it is, but, you know, we know people. We know a lot of people.
Yeah, get real with it. Have an actual conversation. I like it. Right. Great stuff, Connie. Thank you so much for your contribution today,
Thank
Connie.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for your service to our association and to the industry. We really
Thank
appreciate it.
Thank you, and
it.
Likewise, IR is a great asset for everybody.
Next, we have Rashid Shofidia joining us. He is a graduate of Morehouse College and is a licensed real estate broker with Kale Realty in Chicago. He is a member of the Chicago Association of Realtors and an active member with Chicago's local Young Professionals Network.
Hey, Rashid, welcome to the Illinois Realtors YPN podcast. Thanks so much for agreeing to come on and chat with us.
I'm really excited. Thank you for having me aboard.
Very cool. Oh, our pleasure, man. So have you had a chance here at MRED Palooza to see any of the booths or win any prizes or anything?
I won a few prizes, but I actually just got here, so I will make my way around to booths and everything.
Okay.
But
it's a great opportunity for some networking, too, so you're gonna have
definitely.
Some fun. I'm looking around right now, and it's like the Rashid fan club just arrived, and they're taking some pictures. So this is pretty cool, man. I'm honored to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
So I hear that you have a philosophy, like a phrase that pays, kind of, if you will, of network is your net worth, right? So
yes.
tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so my philosophy is your net worth. You're only going to be as good as the people who you surround yourself with. So I'm always out there in the field trying to meet new people, trying to gain new ideas, connecting, try to share ideas. And another motto is, I know right, is if you're not networking, you're not working. We're in the business of talking, you got to meet, you got to conversate with people. Everything starts with an initial conversation.
Right, yeah, so, I mean, the word work is right in there.
Yes, indeed.
Probably for a reason, right?
Yes.
If you go out and you're networking, do you have a goal of how many people that you want to add to your network on a daily or a weekly basis?
Yes, I do. I do actually have a goal. Ideally, I'd love to add 2 people a day to my network.
Okay. How hard do you find that to be?
Sometimes it'd be tough. Some days it'd
depends
be great.
On the day.
Yeah, depends on the day. You spark some great conversations, you get the contact, you follow up. Some days it go hard, you know, meeting people, exchanging a lot of ideas and energy. So for the most part, I get about a good 10.
So maybe it's the days that you are successful in hitting your number, that you're in places that are great for networking for you. So where do you find some of the best places to network for your business for you?
The crazy part is I just network organically. I don't really have no set spot. I usually just go out. Maybe I'm at the grocery store and I see someone got on a nice pair of shoes. Might spark up a conversation. I might be inside the gym working out. You know, even when I go to different restaurants, I start talking and just explain what I do. And not only is it always about me, I just want to hit a story and just build from there.
Okay, so when you're at the restaurant or the gym and you're meeting somebody new, how do you start up that conversation? What's something that you approach somebody? I mean, you just walk up and grab the menu out of their hand and say, hey, here's my business card, probably maybe a little more subtle than that.
Nah. So really, for the most part, when I first talked to them, never really about real estate business. It's just all about the whole growing relationship in general. So if I'm at the gym, I'll be like, oh, what does that work on? And I'm like, okay, cool. And I tell my story. I played basketball in college. You know, I'm tall. They're like, hey, you're pretty tall. I'm like, yeah. Tell a little joke. A joke to get it going, get a juice for. I'm like, well, I've been here a couple days a week. What days you been here? Maybe you coordinate some time to work out, or what do you do outside of the gym?
Okay.
Like that. I'm at the grocery store. I'm like, I might tell a joke. That's not healthy for you, you know. Something like that. Like, oh, cool.
So it's not a joke that you could tell on our podcast? Is that what it
is? It just comes natural. Yeah. I'll come over one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, throw it out whenever.
Okay.
But, I think coming out organically like that and you not dropping real estate on them right away, and you just kind of get to know what there's a commonality between the two of you. I think that's a brilliant way to do it. And it just comes naturally for you, right?
It does. I've always been like a people person, and I like listening to people. I've always been a great listener. So
okay.
People tell you what they want. I want to help service what they want.
It does help a lot, right? I was always told you got two ears and one mouth for a reason, right?
Amen.
So as you're having conversations, you're building relationships, what are you finding right now that is kind of a hot real estate question that either you're posing to people or probably more likely that people are asking you?
How's the market for the most part?
Yeah.
You know, the most common question. And I usually stay up to date on the trends that's going on. And let them know the seller's or buyer's market or whatever.
Okay.
There's deals out there, but you got to act quick for the most part.
Then
the seller's market. So.
And it's market to market, right? So,
yeah.
But you know your market.
Yes.
That's important. So on the other side of it, what do you see as a common mistake? So you see people, you probably see it today, as you're walking around networking today.
Yeah.
What would you say would be a common networking mistake that people do?
A common networking mistake is you bump into somebody, you have a 2-second conversation, you be shoving a card in their face. You know,
yeah.
You really want to talk it up, build a repertoire, talk to them, exchange information first, then go with your card. And it actually happened today. I just met a few people. Literally 2 seconds in, they just passed me that card. I'm like, hey, I'm like, okay, cool. I'll put it in my pocket. But
the
card is just a card. You really want them to remember the interaction to go wrong with your card. So,
okay. Yeah, I think you're right. It's more about the relationship than that little piece of cardboard, right?
Yeah.
So, but we've all been there.
Yeah,
so when you do have someone come up and they're more salesy and they're kind of forcing a card on you, trying to say, hey, use my product, buy my service, what's your way of getting out of there? Alive.
I listen. I'm like, okay, I'll follow up sometime, you know. Not, but for the most part, I still talk. Even though they're trying to sell me something, now I want you to sell me yourself. So if you're just trying to shove it to us, not here and there, I'm going to make you stay and talk to me for a little bit and go with it like that.
Okay. That's a good way to do it. So, Rashid, as we wrap up, give me your number one tip or takeaway that you would share if you had a new agent that wasn't networking and wanted to get started, what would be your number one tip that you'd want to share with them?
Do as much as possible. Meet as many people as possible. Join something that you're passionate about. Like, a lot of times my network, too, is I work in a community a lot. I do a lot of community outreach with boys, you know, boys of colors and everything. And I meet a lot of people through there. Everybody got a problem. A problem is real estate, you know. People, when they want to buy a home, that's a problem. They're looking for a home. Someone want to sell their home, so you got to look at yourself as you're a problem solver. Don't look at you being like a salesman. It's like you helping them solve their problem. You know?
Okay.
So
That's great tips. That's definitely the way to do it. So, hey man, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the podcast here. This is great, great stuff. You really helped a lot of people by contributing today. Man, have a great day. Enjoy the Emeritpalooza, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. I appreciate you all having me there.
Up next is Christine Coleman. Christine is a realtor with Coleman Land Company in St. Charles, Illinois. She is a member of the Realtor Association of the Fox Valley, serving on the Technology and Communication Committee, and a past chair of her local association, YPN.
Hey, Christine, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
What do you think of Emeritpalooza so far today?
I honestly just got here,
oh,
and I'm a bit
so
overwhelmed.
Love
I love it. Yes, I just signed in, and I can't wait to go to RAFV's booth because it looks like they have a massage chair.
Well, we'll make this quick so we can get over there.
Yeah, I got
to
get over there right away.
But yeah, thanks again for joining us. So let's get into it, all right?
Absolutely.
So we're here talking about networking, as you know. So has networking been important to you in your business?
Yes and no, not in the traditional sense. This is going to come off super antisocial, but I don't like the fact or the idea of going to a networking event, and it just sounds so stiff and so professional and very salesy, like, here am I, here's my business card, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I like to think that I'm constantly networking, just, you know, in line at the bank or at the grocery store or stopping at the gas station, you know, talking to family and friends. Any kind of interaction to me is a networking interaction.
Okay, so you brought up a couple of interesting spots, like in line at coffee, gas station, right? And
yeah.
I've known people who have gotten clients or met people just pumping gas, right? Just starting a conversation.
Absolutely.
So, tell us a little bit about that, if you have a story or something that happened.
I actually have a story from, I do have a side job.
I actually
majored in dance in college, and that's something I kind of continue to do on the side. Not as my main job, obviously, but I do teach dance, and just mentioning that to the students, and even the park district person who hired me, he's like, oh, hey, can I have your business card? And then that's actually turned into a deal. So you just never know.
I love the being aware and not being a secret agent.
No.
And getting yourself out there, right?
No secret agents here.
No. I'm not getting that vibe from you, Christine.
Agents.
Yeah, you're out there. We're getting it done.
Absolutely.
So given that your traditional networking events is not necessarily your favorite thing to do, you talked a little bit about the natural places, but what's your best place? How do you kind of trend to it coming to you naturally?
My best place is probably having my other close network, family and friends, doing the work for me. I've closed several deals from, my mom is a nurse, and she constantly has patients coming in, and they like to just talk about their lives and everything. And with their permission, you know, she can give them one of my business cards, and if they feel comfortable, they can reach out to me. I've done that. My boyfriend works for Target, and he has a lot of people, employees coming and going there. So I've closed deals from him, just spreading the word there.
Great network.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're your biggest cheerleaders too. So they're definitely gonna talk you up.
So what would be a big tip for someone who is aware, not necessarily traditional networking, but there as well, but you always wanna be prepared. How would you be prepared to always be networking?
Always have a business card on you at all times. I know that sounds very cliche, like, hey, I'm a realtor, call me. But if you do it in a casual way, just saying, hey, I'd love to help you. If you have anything you ever need, even if it's just questions,
right.
You know, I can be a resource for you. You know, you don't have to hire me on the spot, but if you need anything now in the future, I've had someone who called me off of a business card that they found in their junk drawer. I have no idea how they got it. I don't remember ever meeting them. They don't remember really meeting me, but there it was, realtor,
yeah.
And they called. So you just never know.
You just never know.
You just never know.
I love how you bring up that keep it casual, right? You're not trying to hammer somebody over the head with your business card. It's, I want to be a resource. I think that's a great mindset and a great phrase to use, because how many times have we been out somewhere non-industry related? What does everybody want to know about real estate?
The market.
How's the market?
How's the market? Oh,
right?
My gosh, so many questions.
If I had a nickel, right?
Exactly.
So we talked a little bit about following up, because we think that's important.
Absolutely.
When you meet someone. Otherwise, you know, they need to see you 7-8 times before they even remember who you are.
Yeah.
So what methods do you use for following up with people after you run into
them? I do like to do kind of a quick, soft approach. I don't like to do a straight up phone call, even though that's probably the best way. I like to send them a follow-up email. And of course, there's the, you don't want to sound too desperate, so I'm not going to send it like as soon as they leave and I turn around on my phone and start typing an email to them. But I'm certainly not going to wait a day either.
Okay.
Usually later that afternoon, if I meet them in the morning, a couple hours of leeway, and then just say, hey, I said I'd follow up, here I am. Another good thing is to promise follow up and then follow through with it. I get so many calls of people like, wow, you know what, I've reached out to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and nobody's called me back. And it's very surprising and sad. But then it just makes you look really good when you do have that consistent follow-up.
Right. So you're at a networking event, you're pumping gas. What's a good conversation starter for you? How do you get into somebody to get them started and talking about?
Usually it has nothing to do with real estate.
Okay.
It just is normal, plain conversation. And then somehow if they're talking about what they do or where they're going, I can always throw it in. Oh yeah, you know, I'm driving around because I'm going to a showing. Well, what do you mean? What are you, you know, where are you going? What are you doing? you know, and then I'm like, oh, I'm a realtor, you know, I'm driving around. And they're like, again, how's the market? Absolutely. And I think the general public has enough know-it-all about what realtors do to have a conversation. And they typically will lead it too. Oh, well, how's the market? Oh, okay, how are, you know, is there a lot of inventory and stuff like that? So they know kind of the leading questions to ask.
Okay.
And if you have good responses and you're warm and friendly and open and not pushy, I find that's really helpful.
So what would be some of the questions? So if we were to prepare, so you need to know, like we tell our people in our office, know some stats. Know your numbers. Know, you don't have to know everything about the entire, but you need to know a little bit about your numbers and your market so that you can have a intelligent conversation about real estate, because you are in real estate, right?
Yeah.
So what do you find that are some of the main questions that people are asking you?
Aside from how's the market, okay. They like to know which kind of price brackets are moving. And I do both commercial and residential, so they kind of like, oh, well, are industrial buildings going anywhere? Are they just kind of sitting? Or, you know, how's the 350 and under for residential? So just kind of knowing which are kind of stagnant and which are moving, a general knowledge of what interest rates are doing right now is helpful. And also having people to refer them to if they have further questions. Like, oh, you know what? You should ask an attorney that. Here's a couple that are really good.
You should ask your attorney that is a great line.
Yes, it's a great, I don't know the answer to that, or I don't want to share, I don't want to get in trouble, go talk to them.
Absolutely. Well, Christine, that was some really, really good stuff. This is awesome having a conversation with you. I hope we get to do it again.
Yeah.
I want to run into you while you're here at MRAD Palooza, but
I'll
want to let you go and go network.
Oh
and,
my gosh, yes.
Meet some people.
But be friendly and just kind of relaxed about it.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Thanks, Christine. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Kim, thanks so much for putting this together. I thought we had some great interviews. And then, before wrapping it up, I want to get back to networking a little bit. So being involved with YPN over the years, I can say that it's paramount to a person's success in business, right? And YPN, that's what we're all about. We're about connecting with other realtors at the YPN events, locally and across the state. So I personally want to invite all of our Illinois realtors to get involved with the YPN. There's going to be the challenge of that Y in there where people say, you know, find out that it means young and they don't think that they belong or can connect. But it's not young of age, it's young of heart, right? So get out there. We need people of all experience levels to come to our events to share information and skills. So there's most likely a YPN board with your local association. So be sure to reach out to them. And if you do not have a YPN at your local association, you can go ahead and start one. There's a toolkit on the NAR website, as well as here at Illinois Realtors. We're more than happy to give you insight and information on how to get one started.
Absolutely, Brian. Illinois YPN is open to all Illinois Realtors, and it's free to join. You can connect with us on Facebook at Illinois YPN, and you can find YPN online at www.illinoisrealtors.org/YPN. And with that, it's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.